After Apple Picking by Robert Frost, read for LibriVox.org by Jan Baer. After Apple Picking. My long two-pointed ladder sticking through a tree toward heaven still, and there's a barrel that I didn't fill beside it, and there may be two or three apples I didn't pick upon some bough, but I am done with apple picking now. Essence of winter sleep is on the night, the scent of apples. I am drowsing off. I cannot rub the strangeness from my sight I got from looking through a pane of glass I skimmed this morning from the drinking trough and held against the world of hoary grass. It melted, and I let it fall and break. But I was well upon my way to sleep before it fell, and I could tell what form my dreaming was about to take. Magnified apples appear and disappear, stem end and blossom end, and every fleck of russet showing clear. My instep arch not only keeps the ache, it keeps the pressure of a ladder round. I feel the ladder sway as the boughs bend. And I keep hearing from the cellar bin the rumbling sound of load on load of apples coming in. For I've had too much of apple picking. I'm overtired of the great harvest I myself desired. There were 10,000,000 fruit to touch, cherish in hand, lift down, and not let fall. For all that struck the earth, no matter if not bruised or spiked with stubble, went surely to the cider apple heap as of no worth. One can see what will trouble this sleep of mine, whatever sleep it is. Were he not gone, the woodchuck could say whether it's like his long sleep, as I describe its coming on, or just some human sleep. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
At That Hour When All Things Have Repose by James Joyce for LibriVox.org narrated by Sean McKinley. At that hour when all things have repose, O lonely watcher of the skies, do you hear the night wind and the sighs of harps playing unto love to unclose the pale gates of sunrise? When all things repose, do you alone awake to hear the sweet harps play to love before him on his way, and the night wind answering in antiphon till night is overgone? Play on, invisible harps, unto love, whose way in heaven is aglow at that hour when soft lights come and go, soft sweet music in the air above and in the earth below. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
From the Shore by Carl Sandburg, read for LibriVox.org by Jason Oakley, Brisbane, Australia, www.bangrocks.com. From the Shore. A lone grey bird, dim dipping, far flying, alone in the shadows and grandeurs and tumults of night and the sea and the stars and storms. Out over the darkness it wavers and hovers. Out into the gloom it swings and batters. Out into the wind and the rain and the vast. Out into the pit of a great black world, where fogs are at battle, sky-driven, sea-blown. Love of mist and rapture of flight, glories of chance and hazards of death on its eager and palpitant wings. Out into the deep of the great dark world, beyond the long borders where foam and drift of the sundering waves are lost and gone on tides that plunge and rear and crumble. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Hysteria by T.S. Eliot, read by Jim Tiley. Hysteria. As she laughed, I was aware of becoming involved in her laughter and being part of it, until her teeth were only accidental stars with a talent for squad drill. I was drawn in by short gasps, inhaled at each momentary recovery, lost finally in the dark caverns of her throat, bruised by the ripple of unseen muscles. An elderly waiter with trembling hands was hurriedly spreading a pink and white checked cloth over the rusty green.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?